is yours.
Morning, everybody. Everybody stand up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Back several years ago, when Nathan was in preschool, he and I ended up coming late to class one day. And it wasn't any fault of our own that we were late, we just ended up being late because of traffic and some other things that were going on. And when we got there, it wasn't even his normal teacher there, it was a substitute teacher. And she opened the door and she did this. He can't stay here, you gotta go home.
を開けてこう言うんですね。彼はここにいちゃダメ。あなたは帰らなきゃいけない。
Needless to say, that made somebody really sad.
誰かすごく悲しい気持ちにさせました。
And because I love my son so much, was we were walking out to the car, I started to get sad as well.And once we were in the safety of my car, there were actually some tears flowing out of my eyes as well because his heart was so broken. And there are many times as we read through the Gospels where Jesus, it says that Jesus moved with compassion. He had great sadness and sorrow as other people did too.
聖書の中で様々な箇所でそのイエス様も周りの人の悲しみと同情してくださる場面がたくさん見られます。And when you get
to Matthew chapter 14, there's a story where Jesus feeds 5,000 people with hardly any food.
マタイの14章にこう5000人の人にその食事を与えたという箇所があると思うんですけど。
But we're not going to focus on that miracle. We're going to focus on a verse just a few verses prior to that.
今日はその奇跡じゃなくて、その少し前に起こったことについて話したいと思います。
So the reason Jesus was at that place was just a little while ago, he'd actually been told about John the Baptist being killed.
そのなんでイエス様がその場所にその日にいたかというと少し前にバプテスマ のヨハネがこう亡くなったことを知ったからです。
And he was deeply moved by that, and so he said, let's get into a boat and let's get away from the crowds for a little bit.
でそれですごくこう心が動かされ群衆からちょっと離れて一人になりたいとそう思ったんですね。
But as happened a lot, the peopleWere able to kind of follow where Jesus was going, and they just walked around the lake and were there waiting when he got to the place he wanted to be alone.
イエス様がこう一人になりたいって船に乗って動いたんですが、その周りの人たちも歩いてイエス様が行く目的地のところで待っていました。
No, those of us who are parents, we know this feeling of wanting to be alone, but there's somebody that needs to be
alone. 子育てする人ならわかると思うんですけど、一人になりたいけど。誰かこう必要とされてる人がいるっていう
状況ですね。So、boat, people,
船から降りてみんながいるのを見たら、イエス様何
をしてるのか。
イエス様本当はそこに行って、その場に行って一人になりたかった。
So、do you think you went, never mind, we're gone.
そこに行ってみんながいたのを見たらすぐ引き返したと思います。
No, he
didn't. ね。
What happened was, let's read this verse here.
一緒に聖書の箇所読みたい
と思います。And if you read English, read with me. It says, as he stepped ashore, he saw a huge crowd, felt compassion for them, and healed their sick.
日本語も一緒に読んでください。ペテロは船から
上がり、その中の病人を癒された。And I looked up the word here that they used for compassion actually meant he was so moved it actually hurt him inside. His stomach was hurting.
深く哀れむっていうところの箇所を調べたんですけど、本当にこれ様は自分もひどく悲しんだんです。
He saw the needs of the people and he said, I'm going to do what I've always done and I'm going to have compassion on them and start healing these people.
人々のこう痛み苦しみを見て、こう今までと同じようにして彼らを癒すってそう教えました。
And he did that because of his love for the people.
それは彼らへの愛から起こった行動です。
And as I read this, I actually felt God asking me, Mark, will you allow me to put my compassion for people inside of you? Will you love them like I love them?
この箇所を読んだ時に実際に神様は私にこう周りの人を私が愛するように愛せるかってそう問われたと聞きました。
So that's my question for you today, and obviously it's not just for the kids, but for all of us. Will you let God put His love inside of you so that you will love people like He loves them and have compassion for them?
子供たちももちろん大人の人たちもその神様の愛を受け入れ、周りの人を神様のように深い憐れみで愛することができますか。
Now I know you guys are young.These ones up here. But I bet there are opportunities for you to show love to somebody. Maybe it could be when your brother or sister is sad, You go and give them a hug and try and comfort them. Dickie's actually really good at this for me. Or maybe if your mom and dad had a really long day and they're laying back and they're so tired, you could get them a drink. Or you could rub their feet. How about if someone is sad and lonely at school, you could become their friend. You could become a friend and you could start playing with them and you could be the one who gets to show them God's love. What are some ways you could show love?
どうやって愛を伝えるかですね。他に
ど
んな方法があるキスすることを
What about a smile?
笑顔もそうだね。
Say, hey, how you doing?
笑顔で話しかけると元気出ますね。
Or a hug, you could give somebody a hug.
抱きしめてあげるのも素晴らしい。
Maybe you just, if you had never met him, you could just shake their hand and be like, oh, they look lonely. Hey, how you doing? I'm Mr. Vandross.
初めての人だったらね、握手をするのもいいかもしれない。
Or one of Nikki's favorite things, maybe you could make them a card.
Nikki がすごい得意なんですけど、カードを作ってあげるのもいいですね。
So in even what seems like a simple act like that, I truly believe God can use you to show his love and have compassion on others.
そういった簡単なことを通しても、神様は私たちを導いて周りの人に愛を伝えることができます。
So as I pray, I hope that you guys, as you close your eyes, that you will say, yes, God, I'm willing to let you use me to show your love and your compassion on others.
今からこう祈りたいと思うんですけど、目をつぶりながら、みんながこう神様に、はい、私を用いて周りの人に愛を伝えるように使ってくださいって、そう祈れることを願います。
So、
一緒に祈りましょう。
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are so good.
お父様、あなたは素晴らしい神でいてくださることを感謝します。
I thank you that you love us so much that you sent Jesus here to actually show us in human form what true love is.
あなたは私たちを深い愛で愛してくださるからくださったからこそ神様を送ってくださいました。
And Jesus, I thank you for your example of true compassion, true love, and living that out even to dying on the cross.
そして皆様は生涯を通して深い憐れみ、深い愛を示してくださったことを感謝します。
So Lord, I ask that you would fill my heart with your love.
And ask
you to fill these kids' hearts with love for others so they can show compassion and be a friend to those around them. Lord, every day, they will see sometimes even hundreds of kids that I will never get to see. So use them to show them the love.
私が会うことができない子どもたち何百人にも彼らは毎日会うことができます。
Lord, I believe you can and will do this, so I would love to be able to hear stories coming from our children of how you have used them.
その機会を通してどうか彼らを用いてください。そして私はその話を聞くのをとても楽しみにしています。
So Lord, we love you and we thank you for your great love.
あなたの素晴らしい愛を感謝します。神様の名前としてお願いします。
アーメン。ありがとう。
Thank you, Mark, and Megumi, and Kid.
ちょっと、準備ありますので、紹介いたします。Must have to do a few technical problems, so、I'm going to try to be able to talk in two languages, which is way more than my brain can do. Joyce先生、Joyce Kitano先生、紹介させていただきます。I want to introduce、maybe you should tap me in like English. Like, every time you want me to talk English, tap me. So, 紹介します。Joyce has been in Japan for how many years?
She was born in Japan.
27年、もう日本で、伝道してるんです。She teaches at, I continue. those of you who know, like, I don't say the same thing. Jamie, can you come help me?
Yes. But yes, you definitely need help. So, yeah, you can grab it.
じゃあ、日本語にしますね。So, もう、27年、日本で伝道しています。
She's been here in Japan for 27 years, working in evangelism.
And she especially works with college students.
彼女、
I don't know what to do. You guys have to be like on your toes.
大学生に集中して働いてきました。
それで、カイアルファということ、グループと一緒にやっているわけです。
And she works with a group called Chi Alpha.
Anything else? そのお父さんのこと、お父さんは85歳でフィギュアスケートまでやっている。
Her father is really an amazing person. He's 85 now, but until quite recently, he was an accomplished figure skater.
No, not accomplished, but he did figure skating. Figure skating.
That's,
yes,
that's
an accomplishment. 本当は、本当は、he could skate backwards. 本当は、新学校の、校長先生です。
And now she's the president. He is the president of the seminary.
Okay, you can come up with Master's ready.
So,
actually, we worked with Joyce quite a few years ago together. And kind of sad that we don't work in the same place, but we still work together. We work for the Kingdom of God, doing whatever we can in Japan. So,
there you go.
Good
morning, everyone.
I'm so thankful to be here with you this morning. So thankful to be back with Barb and Mark. It's been a long time. So I'd just like to introduce our ministry a little bit.
okay, you're over there. Okay. So,
Chi Alpha Japan
is our.
Chi Alpha Japan という働きをしています
。Chi Alpha, maybe you don't know what Chi Alpha means, but Chi is the Greek letter.
Chi はギリシャ語で。
Representing Chi for Christ.
キリストの
Chi を指す。Alpha is the first letter of ambassador, that means.
Christ ambassadors. So, Christ の大使という意味の英語からカイアルファという言葉を使っています。
Sometimes it's confusing because they're not used to fraternities and sororities. In America, we have Greek letter names.
大学の英語の頭文字頭文字のフラタニティとソロリティがありますけど、日本はないんで皆さんちょっとわかんないですけども。
So my church member was saying, "Oh, to his friend, he said, 'I want to introduce Joy. She's the director of Al Qaeda in Japan.'"
間違えちゃってですね。私のジョイさんで紹介しますけど、カイアルファってアルカイダの代表です。アルカイダじゃないです。カイアルファっていう、キリストの大使っていう、ところの人ですので、私たち日本には1000以上の大学がありますけれども、300万人ぐらい大学生が日本にいるんですよね。でもこれ本当に大変なとこです。貴重なとこです。
And so in Japan, over 51% of the people are baptized between the ages of 20 to 24.
日本で教会に来る人は大体20歳から、洗礼を受ける人は20歳から24歳の人が 51% なんです。ですから、ちょっと大事なんです。
College age people are the most open.
ですから、大学生は一番神様に心を開く時代でも人でもあると思います。
And so Chi Alpha is around the world and
Chi Alpha グループは世界中にあって、
we started in Japan about the year 2000.
日本でも2000年の時に私たちこの Chi Alpha
We have about maybe 26 campuses across Japan where we have some kind of Bible study or outreach.
大体20箇所ぐらいの大学で私たちはこの
And so basically we do Bible studies, evangelistic Bible studies.
聖書を通しての伝道をしたり。
And also we do English parties.
英語パーティーをしたり。
And just spend a lot of time making friends.
本当に友達作りから始めています。
And so we have different staff members. And so today
we have 私たちのスタッフがいますけれども。
One of our staff members, Shane.
今日シェーンさん私たちのスタッフが今日来てくれました。
And introduce
himself and give a short testimony. はい、彼のお証しを今日聞きたいと思いますけれども。
Good morning, everyone.
おはようございます。
Thank you so much for welcoming Joyce and I today.
Joyce を私を今日迎えてくださりありがとうございます。
My name is Shane.
私の名前はシェインと言いますけれども。
And I'm from Washington State, United States of America.
アメリカのワシントン州出身です。
And I went to the Washington State University in Washington.
ワズーというワシントン州立大学に行ったんですけども。
And that's where I first was...that's where I first encountered Chi Alpha.
そこに初めてですね、Chi Alpha というクリスチャンのグループで私たちそこで接して。
My family has been Christian since I was a baby. Well, my parents are Christian, so I grew up Christian.
で、祖母はクリスチャンなので、クリスチャンファミリーに育ちました。
So I knew when I went to university, I wanted to have some sort of Bible study group or something that I would join.
ですから大学に行ったら何かキリスト教のグループに参加しようと思ってたんですけども。
And I tried a couple different groups on the campus, but when I first visited Chi Alpha,
でいろんなクリスチャンの団体に顔を出してみたんですけど、初めてChi Alphaに参加したときに、
it was a place that I knew I belonged there.
ここだ、私は所属すべきはここだというふうに思いました。
I felt so welcome, and I felt like they really wanted me to be there.
そこで本当に歓迎されましたし、私はそこにいることが本当に必要だということを示されました。
And so for the 4 years that I was studying at WSU, I was a member of Chi Alpha.
ですからそこで4年間大学生活の時、私はずっと Chi Alpha のメンバーでした。
And as I participated in different Chi Alpha Bible studies as a student leader,
で大学生のリーダーとしていろんな Chi Alpha の働きに参加したんですけれども、
This helped me a lot to grow as a Christian.
その時に本当に信仰的に私の成長がありました。
Because when I was in high school and before, I was learning about the Bible and learning what it means to have a relationship with Jesus.
で、高校まではですね、聖書とか、それからイエス様との関係については学んではいたんですけども。
But I felt like there might be this kind of limit to how much I could learn.
でも、この時にはいくら頑張って勉強しても神様について学ぶことには限りがあるということも感じていました。
Of course, there is no limit.
ね、実際には本当にもう永遠にあるわけですから。
But I didn't know how I could grow more.
でも、もっとその進行的に成長するにはどうしたらいいかという考えていたときに、
until I joined Chi Alpha and I started to serve others.
で、そこに示されたんですね。それは人に仕えることの大切さです。
And serving others in Chi Alpha is where I learned how to become less and let Jesus become more.
で、人に仕えることを通してだんだんだんだん自分が小さくなってきて、そしてイエス様が大きくなっていることを体験しました。
And so I did, as I said, I was a student leader in Chi Alpha, and then after I graduated,
で、Chi Alphaの学生リーダーをしたんですけど、卒業した後に私は、
I decided to give back a year to Chi Alpha to sort of thank them for how much they had poured into me.
そうですね、決心したんです。1年間はChi Alphaに捧げよう。Chi Alphaを通して私は多く学んだから、この1年はChi Alphaそのものと決心しました。
And this year, during that year, I was an intern staff member.
で、その時に私はインターンのスタッフメンバーとして働く機会が与えられて、
I helped lead the Bible studies, but also helped to disciple the students.
聖書の学びをしましたけど、それだけじゃなくて、学生を訓練するというか、そういう働きにも参加しました。
To help them become people who would in turn make more disciples.
それは、違う言葉で言えば、彼ら、私が使える彼らが将来的にまた弟子を作るような、そういう働きになるようなことをしたわけです。
I liked this internship so much that I did another year.
で、本当にインターンは良かったんですね。これいいなと思って、結局次の年もそれをしました。
And then I didn't know what else to do, so I stayed on as a volunteer staff.
で、次の年もですね、何をしていいか分からなくて、その後もボランティアのスタッフとしてこの働きを続けました。
And then I kind of felt God telling me to do something new, and I wanted to do something new, so I came to Japan to teach English.
その時に、神様は私に何か新しいこと、また私も新しいことをしたいと思って、そして結局神様は私を日本に導いて今、英語を教えていることをしています。
But after a year, well, in the middle of my first year of teaching English,
で、実際に英語を1年間教えてたんですけど、その時に、
I met Joyce and the other staff, And basically, I knew that God wanted me to continue working for Chi Alpha.
So, 神様は日本、東京でChi Alphaに続けて働いてほしいんだっていうふうに思って。
And so, yeah, now I have the chance to serve God here in Chi Alpha.
日本でChi Alphaを通して神様に使える機会が働いています。感謝です。
That's my story.
それは私の今日のお話です。感謝です。はい、
So we'd like to just sing a song. So this song is our testimony, and I.
この歌は私たちの証しでもあるんですけども。
So we'll sing it in Japanese.
Declare that you are God.
That is our testimony, and I'm sure that is your testimony also. And as we think about how much Jesus has done for us, we desire to be His witnesses, filled with the Holy Spirit. And so this morning I'd like to speak about becoming Christ witnesses that are filled with the Holy Spirit. So this morning, firstly, I'd like to talk about how we are the fragrance of, we are called to be the fragrance of Christ. And so if you have your Bibles, can we look in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Well, I have it in the PowerPoint.
Okay, that's all right. Japanese?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Sorry.